Wagwan, everybody. Hope you go fiti. My name is Danny the Storyteller. You can call me Daniel, and you're tuned in to another crazy epic episode of Just Chat Podcast. Leo ni leo asi. Daniel or Cypher. It's been quite a rejuvenating time, to be honest. My leg is actually healing quite fast. Thank you for everyone who's been, you know, texting, calling, you know, checking up on me and stuff like that. There are very few guys. Thank you so much. Y'all are real, literally. Thank you. Anyway, hili kwa tu, by the way. Karibuni sana. Welcome to Just Chat Podcast, where we talk and get mental. Thank you so much, Qatar. I can see you. Y'all are growing, man. Nyumna ruditunki, mkikuja tu pole pole. And I'm really, really so glad for that. Big up to yourself if you're listening in. Right now, if you're tuning in, man, thank you so much. Today, we are definitely talking about something called transition. Like, guys, I've been thinking about this topic for quite some time, but I have never I was not really ready for the topic. Honestly, I don't know why my dog's back anytime I'm trying to record the podcast. This is just crazy. Always, it's like they just want to be featured. Yeah. Well. Transitioning. Trust me, transition. And now, this goes to very many aspects of life, most definitely. But I do want to be specific in this topic, generally. And I don't plan on making this podcast quite long, because definitely, transition is more of something that really, really needs a lot of thinking, a lot of decision making, a lot of planning with precision. Don't get me wrong, like, literally, you need to plan with plenty of precision. You just can't decide to do something and all that. But for that, I just want to pose a question where y'all are gonna comment in the, you know, writing section or a voice text. What's that one thing you'd probably do if you knew you'd get away with it and not get caught? Okay, these dogs are making it worse. Literally, what's that one thing that you could actually do that you know? And don't say you're robbing a bank. That's too cliche. Everyone keeps saying that. That's dumb to me. Like, literally, come on. Think of something else. Anywho. Welcome. If you're listening in the evening, morning, or afternoon from wherever you are, thank you so much. My name, again, is Cypher. And I'm always like a very, very, very cheeky person, or quiet sometimes and quite reserved. Depends on the aura someone gives or the environment gives. But transitioning really takes a lot. And to be honest, I have actually learned, or through observing, you actually see that sometimes things in life actually really, really need a lot of expectations, for lack of a better word. You come to think of it, you are expected to do this, you are expected to do that, you are expected to deliver something, you are expected to do something, you know, so many expectations that you need to do, even deliver. And sometimes you get to think about the part of you yourself, or rather how we say here in Kenya, these are our own slangs, me, myself, and I. It's just a funny slang, but really, really does do some wonders. So, some funny slangs we use here in Kenya is me, myself, and I. And sometimes you hear someone saying, me, I can go. Like, me, I do this. Like, I can do this right now. Me, I can do this. It's really quite interesting how we have created our own slogans at times. Just get to see how Kenyan we are. Just proud to be Kenyan. Leo nasikia tu ni mimi ni patriot. Patriot. See, am I saying the right thing, guys? Patriot. Yeah, right? Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. I thought I was in the wrong type of vocabularies. So, guys, before we even get to transition, today I was reading something, actually, when I was in, you know, doing my daily stuff, you know, here and there, you know, sitting, walking, typing, researching a lot. I bumped into something, and just, I think it was a post, or just, I can't remember quite well. But one thing I can actually recall is someone who posted a video in that write-up of someone who said that risk is everywhere. Like, risky, the word risky is everywhere. You being born was risky. That really made me think. Like, you being born was risky. Like, you coming to the earth was risky, because literally you now have to think about every little aspect of life. Well, you know, definitely not as a kid. I mean, while growing up, everything is risky. So why not risk it? No, I'm posing that question. Why not risk it in terms of you trying to transition? Because if the only way you can know that you're gonna progress in life, or you're gonna make it in life, is making up your mind to risk it, is definitely you have already decided to risk it, because you came to the world. Literally, the universe brought you here for a damn good reason. You feel me? And sometimes we don't think of it that way. Sometimes you just think it's like, oh, life is crappy, I'm struggling, I'm broke. You know, the many slogans that people keep saying, like, life is fucked up, life is messed up, life is just one roller coaster after another. I mean, if life was another roller coaster after another, why is someone else experiencing some nice cruising, you know? Cruising, not in the waves that you keep saying, but okay, I'm not saying you, I hope you're getting. Specific point on this guy, I'm messing with you anyway, no pun intended. So initially, what this person was saying in the simple video was that risking it all is literally everywhere. You getting into that employment sector, you buying a car, you know, trying soccer, you trying, okay, I was told calling it soccer means that I don't know anything about football, but yes, no, nothing, literally. But yeah, you know, it's literally a risk, because you are doing something not knowing literally you're doing something with the unknown. Literally, you don't know the outcome, but you literally just went hands on it. Your mind had already decided to do it, and you just went, you know, full on, literally like a boom. But sometimes you just sit down and you're like, oh crap, am I really gonna do this? And as I always say, it's always in the mind. Now, I always like using 4 P's, and I can definitely give you this pointer. Like, before you, okay, definitely the thought is in your mind, it's definitely mental. You have thought about it, right? You have thought about transitioning in life. Maybe it's a new gig, maybe it's getting married. Definitely that's a risk, and I'm not saying it in a bad way. It's you not knowing the expected, but you literally just want to do it to see the outcome. So you decide to get married, you decide to marry, you decide to buy that car, you decide to travel the world, you decide to do a podcast, and it's literally a risk. So let me ask you this question. Why not risk it? Because eventually you are gonna leave this world. You're gonna die. You're not like Enoch, you know, who was taken by a chariot of fire, you know, to heaven. Yeah. Or logically speaking, like Methuselah, who lived like 900 years. Or Elijah, who also didn't die, as they say. I'm not sure about these theology things, guys. I'm just trying to pose a question. Why not do it? Because definitely, if you don't do it, you're gonna regret. Why not do it and be like, oh wow, I could have, it actually worked. Yo, it actually worked out. Instead of like just sitting down and you're procrastinating all the time, just expecting, doing something for someone else, or and you're not getting that gratification, and you're not getting that satisfaction of, you know, I have actually done something on my own for myself, and I have seen some, you know, transitional growth. So number one, before we even go further, because trust me, we just, whatever you said. Transition is a point in life for, my definition of transition is you sitting down and getting to a point where you are in a phase in life where you move from one step to another. And this depends on where you are. It can be in a house, you're moving out, you decide to see a bigger picture or see a better view of your life in a different picture. It's still the same world where you've been living, because here's the thing, your experience of life and your experience of the world is totally different from someone else's. It's different from someone else's experience. This is what I mean. Every single time, generally, human nature makes us compare ourselves to someone, some other people. But here's the thing. In as much as you want to get to where they are, you cannot get to where they are because that is their experience in life. So you can only use that as a trigger for you to get to where you want. Because you cannot tell me you want to be a CEO to a construction company where someone else is the CEO to a construction company. I mean, not unless you create your own construction company, and that's totally a different world because your experience is different from their life experiences. So coming to mental health, where transition actually takes a toll on you and you really feel like you really need to move, I'd advise you really take time to actually think about it before you actually make a decision. Reason for this is because sometimes do get these crazy thoughts, you know, like in the cartoons where you see there's an evil, like Tom and Jerry, there's an evil cat on this side and another light cat is like, yo, kiss her. And this guy's like, no, Tom, you gotta go home, man. Jerry is eating the cheese. And if you actually do not think about it and looking at the bigger picture of how do I plan? How do I promote myself and my mental health to actually be in a better place? You know, because definitely, number one, you really need a lot. You really need a strong support system. If you're transitioning, really need to actually think about it critically. Write down what you want. Write it in continuous tense. If you write it in passive tense, trust me, you will not do it. Continuous tense is like, I am moving out. I am driving a car. I am buying a car. This triggers your mind to actually see the bigger picture of the car. Because if you say, I will buy a car, it's like, yeah, I will eventually. So your mind is definitely still trying to insist on the fact that you can postpone. And this is where it comes to the point where you delay your success, you delay your progress to a point you're like really now in your comfort zone that even your mind itself cannot think of something that's so bigger than just you being a mellow person. So transitioning really takes a lot if you're in an environment, and it does actually give you considerations of actually looking back and trying to evaluate, why am I transitioning, number one? Why am I trying to transition from this point of life to this other point of life? Is it because you feel like you're tired? Is it because you feel like you want to grow? Is it because you feel like you have already grown to a point you feel like, yo, I really need to relax right now? Like, bro, girl, take a chill pill. You're doing too much. Because it's different. Transition doesn't come when... Transition not only comes when you want growth. Transition can come when you have grown so much, you now want to probably travel the world or, you know, relax and feel... You rediscover your abilities, you know, your childhood, your childlessness, you know, not childlessness, oh crap, what the hell am I saying? Your child part, you know, you as a child, rediscover your inner child, rediscover yourself to a bigger picture where you really desire to want to probably meet new people. Right now, I actually want to speak into when it comes to transition, especially as a young person. Maybe you're in your 20s, 30s, and you feel like you really need to move from this point in life. Because in between that age gap is where we feel like we really need that stability. It can be emotional stability, physical, you know, you want to be healthy, and also employment-wise. The reason as to why I'm saying you really need to critically think about it, because we always have this I wish I knew mentality, especially if you did not think about it. And this is where it comes, you're like, bro, I really made the wrong choice. Like, fuck, I made the wrong crappy choice and right now I'm paying for it. And if you actually didn't think it through, then why the hell did you actually move? This means that you are influenced by another person or something that you saw would be good for you because it worked out for someone else. And that's not the case, because this means that you need to strategize even before you leave, even before you actually make that decision. You need to strategize as to what am I gonna do. Number one, you shouldn't just move from this and jump on to the next. Number one, you should rediscover yourself. Take time to chill, just chill and rediscover yourself. Gauge, give yourself inner peace. Let your mind not think, literally. Just be a cabbage. And I'm not saying this cabbage in a point of like, you know, being health-wise. I'm saying like, just be a cabbage. Be mellow. Just chill. And then after that, you can now, in the process, just start re-strategizing. Can I do this? Yes, I can actually do this. This is what I'm actually strong in. Transition is really a big step, guys. It's not for the faint-hearted, trust you me, because it really takes a toll on you, because you really need to make decisions on your own, by yourself, because this is your life and this is a risk you're taking. So when it comes to you actually thinking it in the mental perspective, thoughts do come. Anxiety is what is gonna catch you, guys. Like, it's gonna mess with you hard. It's like a hallucination, literally, because you are so anxious, you're speculating, you're like, oh no, did I make the right choice? Did I make the wrong choice? What have I done? Am I doing the right thing? It's like, hell yeah. What I can actually advise you guys when it comes to that point is like, go for it. Literally, go for it. If you have thought about it, go for it. I mean, you will never know until you try. And why are you so afraid not to? You know? Be confident. Self-esteem is essential. I mean, trust me, when you actually feel like you've fulfilled yourself, and we always have these baby steps you make. And it doesn't necessarily have to be someone seeing the progress. I mean, we really have these little wins that we celebrate on our own, and we feel like, bro, Number two, you should look for the right people, talk to the right people, connect to the right people, have people who are way higher than you, who have gotten there, and their opinions actually count in your success, in your transition. These people are people who actually tell you, no, this is something that you cannot do, this is something that you can do, I'll hold your hand, or they don't have to actually support you financially. I mean, even giving you advice is also a transitional bit in your life. So think about it, guys. I wanted to make this as short as possible and actually just talk about transition because it's really deep, but I just wanted to make it short and sweet in a point where you can actually understand that transition is good. Transition is not bad. If someone tells you transition is bad, then they have a problem. You're not the one with a problem. Transition only becomes bad when you have not thought about it and you do not have a strategy and a plan. But if you actually do have a plan, then trust you, me, you'll make moves. And you will definitely go higher and higher. We all want financial independence. We all want that freedom. Financial independence brings freedom. Don't think that freedom brings financial independence. No way. It's the other way around. So if you actually have that financial independence, the stresses of you not having that guap, you know, you're not having that money, you're not, it just ends, you know, in you. And you, all you can think about is other problems, because problems never end, guys. You never do. But you also need to seek enlightenment. Enlightenment means it doesn't have not only physically, or it just even has to be spiritual and mental, because you actually have to really, really, really think about this. Guys, I don't know why, but I feel like my tummy is about to give me a crazy groan. It's like, bruh. And I ate something and lunched it. Crap. Anyway. Be chill, be easy. Big up to yourself, guys, for tuning in to Just Chat Podcast. My name is Danny the Storyteller, always. And, yeah, I mean, success is the best revenge, as I always say. And there's always beauty in expression. Never be afraid to express yourself. Never be afraid to tell someone the truth. No matter how bad it looks, you know, they'll just get pissed off for a split second. So think about the transition, take time to think about it, strategize, plan, connect to the right people, and trust you, me. There is no way you can do all that and flip, not unless there's something going on. So thank you so much, guys. Have a good one. I'll see you on the next episode of Just Chat. And by the way, guys, don't forget, right now we have a paid subscription. Subscription. Please support the craft. Please support. And thank you so much for tuning into Just Chat Podcast. When we started, we thought she was just crappy, to be honest. But right now, I can see some moves. And trust me, this was also a transition for me. So why not? Why? You can also do it. You can also do it, man. So thank you so much to the beautiful ladies out there. I love y'all, man. To the guys out there, I mean, chest up, head up. And always remember that you got this. You got this, man. So see you on the next. Have a good one. Bless up, and blessings on you. And don't forget, you can share this anywhere. You can also get it on Spotify at Danny the Storyteller. And tune into everything. And big things are coming, man. I just have to say that. Big things are coming. So thank you so much for the support, for the love. And also for the critics, because it actually helps. You know, you become better every day. So yeah. See ya, guys. And stay woke. Trust me. Stay woke. Research, read. Things are happening in this world that probably gonna make you think you're going crazy, but yeah, they're happening. They're here. So stay woke, guys. See you.